Allstate.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their site. Ours is free, freetalklive.com. And Gardner Goldsmith is with me tonight, and he is one of the few talk show hosts that also does not charge for his website.
I'm cheap. Cheap is free, as they say at HomestarRunner.com.
And you can enjoy Gardner's website at LibertyConspiracy.com completely free. So, again, that's LibertyConspiracy.com as
oh,
we continue.
Yes. And, ladies, you will enjoy.
I hope so. We continue with David in California. Your call's about anything. David, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I was just listening to a station in L.A. Now they're brainwashing the slaves down there, getting them set up to get ready for this homegrown terror attack. How they're recruiting, how CIA is recruiting retarded children, and it's just kids who are bored.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about. The Homegrown Terrorist Act, what is this something new, or is this...
Well, no, the H.R. 1951 or 55, it was legislation put up in the Senate for radicalization of homegrown terrorism.
Okay, it's sounding familiar, as I recall. Was it actually passed, or is it still kind of...
Not yet, but they're working on it. In fact, I could hear the propaganda down in L.A. today. It was sickening. They had some gentleman on who supposedly wrote a book called Leaderless Jihad, and how easy it is to recruit for Al-Qaeda using retarded children and bored kids, like gang members in L.A., they were describing it as.
Boy, that's quite a mix of strange terminology, and obviously these people are very, very desperate to try to get people to continue to believe in this national fascism that they've got going on with the supposed war on terror. Go ahead, man.
I tried to call into the show, and I spent about 10 minutes with the call screener trying to get through. I think they just fucked it. They put it out there. And then they get the people on the show who will back it, and that's all I heard. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, a lot of the talk radio out there is very heavily screened, and they do not want to let through dissenting opinions because the hosts of these other shows are essentially nothing more than talking point mouthpieces for whatever it is their political party is. And so they are, they essentially are, I don't know who instructs them as to the talking points, but they're given their talking points, and they stick to them, and they take phone calls from people that are going to back them up, and they don't talk to people who have a dissenting opinion. And if they talk to somebody who has a dissenting opinion, it's usually, well, my opinion's in favor of the other party, not any sort of dissenting opinion with any principle or understanding of liberty or freedom or anything
like
that.
They never question the government paradigm. They just happen to be on one side or the other of the government. And, Ian, I wanted to bring something up while we have him on. I came to a realization after my show ended at this particular radio station here in New Hampshire, because a lot of people think, well, you've got free speech on the airwaves. You sort of do, but not quite. And occasionally you really run into the face of the bureaucracy, the government influence, the oligopoly that you have, the fact that fewer choices exist than could exist, and therefore you're not getting the real deal.
It's not true free speech, yeah.
Yeah, like when I was recording the last audio for the site, I was thinking about WMUR-TV, which is the only network affiliate that New Hampshire has. It's an ABC affiliate, and they're the news for New Hampshire.
Are there any independent television stations in New Hampshire?
There used to be, but now they're all like home shopping things and stuff like that. There used to be some. But, so now you've got a situation where I said, do you think you're going to hear anybody being critical of the Public Service Company of New Hampshire or hear any criticism of that company on WMUR, where hundreds of thousands of people are? I mean, you walk down the street and everybody's ticked off at the Public Service Company. You try to go to the door of the Public Service Company utility office in Milford, New Hampshire, and a police officer grabs a woman's hand and says, "You're not allowed in.
Wow.
You can't go in." So I said, do you think not only is the government trying to protect this corrupt bureaucracy of the energy suppliers, but do you think Channel 9 will air any of that criticism? Of course not, because Public Service Company of New Hampshire is one of their biggest advertisers, and they don't have to compete with anyone. There's no competition. Nice. So why would they want to lose that advertiser?
I don't blame them. I mean, they are paying the bills, so I understand.
It's amazing.
It's just an amazing level of market. It's not even the marketplace acting. It's just the restricted marketplace being completely manipulated by the parameters.
Yeah, I'm on the air. We have someone, a woman coming in from Siberia who compares our governor to the former communist leaders, the way he speaks at a
Based on her experience.
Yeah, she's laughing. She goes, he sounds just like the former communist leaders. I can't believe this. They're applauding him for saying, this is the state of the state address. They're on their feet applauding that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Orwellian. So she comes on. It's brilliant, insightful analysis. I go over later, and they say, hey, we can't have
that. Tone it down.
You can't. Yeah, we can't have that. We want to sell ads to these guys. It's like, well, I'm sorry. I want to provide content to the people who are actually matter to me, the listeners. I'm sorry. I can't be dishonest to them.
David, do you have any other comments for us?
Yeah, we have the same problem here in California with PG&E. They manipulate the media as well. I mean, it's sickening. It's like I went down to L.A., I saw my friends, and, you know, all the jobs are going away, the foreclosures are going, and I noticed that even more so than the last time I was down there, they're talking to me, eating in front of the TV, just days, and I just see it. And it's like I can't pull them out of the trance. Like,
well, people have been programmed essentially to be dumbed down. That's what the government's indoctrination system is all about. The government schools, it's about keeping people in the dark. It's about only giving them the basic education that they need to be a cog in the system, a functionary, somebody who can go and show up to work and go home and get the job done. But that's about all. They don't question their circumstances. They don't step outside of the box, to use that cliche. And that's what the system is all about. And what you'd originally called about, David, is this radicalization, violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism prevention act. And the reason it didn't sound too familiar to me was because it passed the House back in 2007. So it'd been a while since we talked about it. Mm. But essentially, what they're trying to do is to, from what I understand, to expand the definition of terrorism to include, well, pretty much anything. I mean, you get caught with a joint.
What's that?
Thought crime?
A thought crime, yep.
Yeah, if you're associated with radical websites, radical organizations,
right.
So they might consider, oh, you're a Free State Project member.
If you're anti-government, you're a terrorist, that kind of thing.
Libertarian.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
I was talking to a buddy of mine today saying, hey, he goes, what are we going to do? He says, I don't see anything other than civil war to get them out of there. I was like, well, that's terrorism now.
Well, I don't advocate violence. I think that we can solve this problem, and it is a big problem to solve. But I think it can be done with voluntary action and peaceful solutions. And I think that you're going to see. I'm hoping you're going to see the progress being made up here in New Hampshire, because we are gathering activists together, all in the same geographic location, and they are getting active in various different ways. And it's going to be something the government won't know how to handle, because they're designed to handle violence. They're prepared for violence. They're ready for that, and they're ready to crack some heads, and they're ready to shoot back, and they're ready to deal with violence. But dealing with peaceful solutions, they don't know what to do. It's bewildering to them, and they're going to be completely out of their element, and they're already starting to step in it big time. And the more activists come here, the better off we're going to be. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So expanding the definition of terrorism.
Ian, I think that's the way they're going to try to get at you guys and me.
As though we're all terrorists.
Yeah, they're going to lump in people who are just verbalizing, expressing opinions and thoughts and ideas that. And they have said that people who characterize themselves as libertarians could be considered terrorists. Can you imagine to be associated with the word liberty? Can be construed as that. So the way they're going to do it is what they're doing now, like you said, on military bases, not allowing the show to come in on certain computers and expanding that. And then through PR means trying to make you guys look bad.
Like crazies and nut jobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is why we can't be one of the main reasons why you can't be violent, because you'll
be
easily
really
painted as the madman.
Yeah.
But if you're public and you're peaceful, then they can't possibly paint you in that way. They can't possibly. And that's what they want to do, and it will frustrate them to no end that they can't do it. 800-259-9231. Plus, if we keep laughing at them, even as they continue to be dangerous, awful, and tyrannical, if we keep laughing at the absurdities of government, that frustrates them too, because they want to be taken seriously. They want to be everybody to think they're important. But if we're all laughing at them, then that really breaks down their veil of legitimacy. More on the way. Your comments about what you want. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And it's Gard.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So if you missed a moment of the show, go click and download. They're right there, archives, going back for an entire year on the front page of the website. For your listening convenience, totally free at freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, March 5th through the 8th, here in beautiful New Hampshire. It's happening in Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is the same place it happened last year. And it is a blast. Gardner, you've been to the last two?
Yeah.
Liberty Forum?
So much fun, and they're so well organized. So many good things. I can't wait. It's just so much fun. It's about 20 minutes away from my house. It's right off of one of the main highways, north-south to Massachusetts. Very accessible, very easy to reach.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming from the south, there is no toll on the highway as you're going up, and it's a good spot, so I hope people can check it out. Oh, so many cool people. We were just talking about
how the names here. I mean, liberty-oriented luminaries that will be here are, I think, this is probably one of the biggest lineups they've had yet.
Yeah.
And the full lineup has not yet been announced, so preliminarily, we know that Glenn Jacobs will be there speaking. You might know him as WWE's Kane, the wrestling superstar. He's going to be there. He's a Free State Project member.
Wait till you hear him speak.
I've not heard of him. I mean, I've been out to breakfast with the guy.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I've never heard him speak.
Oh, my gosh. He's brilliant. You know, one of the amazing things is you encounter this guy, and if you don't know
this hulking
Glenn,
behemoth.
You know, he's walking down the hall. He's above, you know, I'm 6'4".
He's 7
figure than me.
7 feet at least.
Big dude, you know. And so he's physically intimidating. Just the nicest guy, interested in so many different types of things, and he's just his brain is packed with knowledge and the ability to express himself. So when people hear him speak, they'll really enjoy it.
So that's going to be cool. David Nolan's going to be there. He's the founder of the Libertarian Party and a man who is pretty disappointed, from what I understand, in where the Libertarian Party has gone in the last 30 years. Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, a book that we are constantly promoting on this show.
Yeah.
I've never had the chance to meet Ms. Ruart,
and
this is exciting for me.
I don't even know if I should show her my copy because it's so beat up and threadbare.
That's a good thing, though. It means it's been read a lot.
It's true.
So Richard Heller, also from the Heller versus DC gun decision.
Wow.
Richard Heller is a Free State Project member.
Are you serious?
Yes, he's been apparently been a member for a while.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
Yeah. So lots going on. John Taylor Gatto, who is a New York, he was the New York State Teacher of the Year.
Teacher of the Year.
And he's now broke rank.
He rebelled.
He's dropped out of the government school system and is now speaking out against the government indoctrination system.
Author of the Underground History of American Education.
Which you can, I believe, read that entirely for free at his website, johntaylorgatto.com, if I'm not mistaken. But he'll be there. He'll be speaking. And there's so many more speakers. I can't go through the whole list, but I can tell you this, that you better go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum quickly if you want to save a little bit of money, because it's my understanding that the early bird discount is going to be going away. So if you want to save a little bit of money, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get signed up as soon as you can. I've heard rumors that it might be the early bird price might go away this weekend. So get on that. Use our discount code to save 10%. That's 2009 FTL, 2009 FTL saves you 10%. We're going to be broadcasting live. Gardner, you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to have you in on the show and a variety of guests, as we always do. And, of course, we haven't even mentioned the fact that there will be hundreds of liberty activists there as well. A lot of the voices that you hear on the phone lines on this show, you'll be able to meet
They'll
those folks in person.
Yeah, you guys are a great draw for the event.
And
what else is really neat about the Liberty Forum, too, is you get to meet multiple generations of people who've been involved in freedom.
That's true.
I had the most fascinating conversation with F. Paul Wilson.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah,
nice
my friend Mick and I went up there. We're just sipping some scotch or something and talking. And it was real, because, you know, he was around at the time when the Libertarian Party formed up. And when you read his novels, you don't know, like, okay, how deep is this guy's knowledge? And it's just awesome. You're talking to him like, wow, is that really what was going on? Is that what it was like? He's like, yeah, well, you know. And then he's getting the younger guy's perspective. You know, we're talking about the difference between the hippie movement and the punk rock movement and comparing notes and just a blast.
It's a wonderful social occasion, a great networking opportunity, and it's a fun party. I mean, the after-hours parties are fun, too, so there's a lot going on. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can bring up anything here tonight. This, of course, is Free Talk Live. And you can bring up anything. Did you hear that Congress gave themselves a raise again? story is from TheHill.com, where a crumbling economy, more than 2 million constituents who've lost their jobs this year, and congressional demands of CEOs to work for free didn't convince lawmakers to freeze their own pay. Instead, they'll get a $4,700 pay increase, amounting to an additional $2.5 million that taxpayers will spend now on congressional salaries. And, of course, watchdog groups aren't happy about it. But what can they do? You can't do anything about it. You can complain, and you can point it out. You can say, hey, America, look, they're giving themselves a raise again. And, of course, America, if they notice the story, will, you know, they'll collectively say, oh, yep, that's what they do. Congress, they're corrupt. They give themselves raises. What can we do about it? We can't do anything about it, so we'll just move on with our lives. Because I think people, a lot of people are just defeated. I mean, they don't feel like there is any way to win. We heard that in one of the phone calls earlier. It was like, what do you do about
and,
this?
And, you know, I can't tell you how good it is to be able to be around a guy who's a kindred spirit like you. You know, you see this happen and you say to yourself, these bastards down there, they're doing all these things. And it goes beyond that, because you might hear people complaining about that, but you've got the insight. You can look into the history of these things, even looking back to the Constitution and the ideas undergirding the Constitution, say, you know what, they gave it a shot, but really, they screwed up. And they did screw up.
Yeah.
And these guys are just so intellectually corrupt. It's almost breathtaking, and you think to yourself, well, it's just the personalities. That's what you're getting in a typical talk show. You know, oh, it's Barney Frank. He's a personality. No,
right. We need the good guys. We need to elect the good guys.
It is mechanistic. It is government. It is the fact that government presents these possibilities, these opportunities, and don't say, oh, well, democracy is good and it's wonderful. We have representatives.
No.
We're not a tyranny. Oh, really? You're not a tyranny. Tell that to somebody who doesn't want to pay his taxes.
Tell that to the sheep. Two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. That's
Ben
democracy.
Franklin.
It's tyranny of the majority every way you slice it. And but, of course, we're back now to the government indoctrination centers, which have so effectively trained Americans to believe that, yes, this is the best country in the world, and democracy is great, and this is what it's wonderful to live here. And, you know, I'm glad I was born in America. There is no doubt that our slave masters here are a little nicer than, say, North Korea or Cuba. But that doesn't negate the fact that what we're dealing with is a slavery situation. And, you know, Gardner, you and I and the liberty activists out there are essentially the new abolitionists.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the ones that are out there talking consistently against slavery, and we don't want, I know the minarchists, they want minimal slavery, but we don't want any slavery anymore.
Right.
It's time that mankind moved on beyond this situation that we have today. And I think we're ready. I think those of us who understand liberty are completely ready to move on. For the rest of people that don't get it yet, well, they're welcome to stay with their masters. I mean, if you want to have somebody tell you what to do in your life, if you want to have somebody else make up some arbitrary rules for you to follow, then I think you should be free to make those decisions for yourself. Just don't force everybody else to play your little game. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. So Congress, ring in the cash register again. They've got themselves an extra $4,700.
They need
their
own bailouts, I guess.
Toll-free, 800-259. There's the cash register. 259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can dial in and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. Because normal email is not secure, that's privacyharbor.com. So, as always, lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. And, Gardner,
yes, sir.
You had something from LouRockwell.com. Is that right?
Yeah. Good piece on LouRockwell.com that was posted on the 20th by Michael S. Rozef, who's a retired professor of finance who lives in New York State. And it has to do with health care, government health care, of course.
Oh, boy.
Barack Obama picking up Tom Hairplugs Daschle. I guess that was his experience, you know, the hair plugs thing makes him an expert in medicine. So, therefore, why not centralize everybody under the hair plug czar and come up with a national health care plan? And they've been moving us in stages
sure.
toward this for decades. So he wrote a piece about...
Because everything works better when government's in charge.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a perfect. Somebody ought to make a bumper sticker. Everything works better when government's right. in charge and spell charge wrong.
We need to make our healthcare system more like North Korea. That's what we need.
So he wrote this good piece. It's called Who Decides Who Lives and Who Dies? And
some unaccountable board of government bureaucrats?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because in places like England, and we all know folks, well, many of us know folks who live in England, they do have waiting lists, and based on your malady and your potential for recovery, they make decisions.
You might not get the treatment.
Exactly.
If you're too old, bah,
right.
You're done.
Right. Now we were in a hospital situation where my mother was very ill, and we had to make some decisions. Do we try to go through with this? Is she so ill? But this is all done privately, essentially, except for some government payments where, my mom still has some private insurance. So if there were really something going on, then she could be taken care of and we wouldn't have to worry about the government. And so we still had that field, that range of strength to be able to make our decisions around here. But that's in good. England, you can't do that in many cases. There are waiting lists for transplants and all sorts of ridiculous things, and we have waiting
lists
here.
It's that way in Canada too.
Yeah, that sort of thing is coming even more intensely if we get this national health care, and it's all predicated on the idea that you can't take care of yourself, and small private communities couldn't take care of themselves, even the states can't take care of themselves, and people are just incapable of handling themselves, so therefore other people, who by definition would therefore be incapable of handling themselves, will handle themselves and
right.
other people.
Right. Like you don't understand, Gardner, they are better than we are.
Exactly.
See?
Exactly.
So they're not regular people. They're special.
They've been given the stamp. So it's very interesting. He did a sort of an overview of some of the writings of these proponents
of
who
the
are in
healthcare.
Favor of national health care. Yeah. And he started to uncover some of their statements. And I'll read you.
I love hearing what these people have to say for themselves.
Yeah,
it's so fascinating.
It's quite interesting because they realize that, we've got to operate in an efficient way. And efficiency means not letting people decide what is efficient for them based on their needs, but what is efficient for everyone. And
whatever
if you're a detriment,
means, according to them.
That's right. If you're slow, you'll be cut off. So he writes, Professor Margaret P. Batten wrote an article in 1987 titled, Age Rationing and the Just Distribution of Healthcare. Is there a duty to die? After 24 pages of intense mental gymnastics that attempted to figure out what people would think about old age medical care if they were placed in a Rawlsian veil of ignorance, that's John Rawls, of course, she decided that thou shalt kill if there is a substantial scarcity of resources. Yes, he says, who will decide that little matter? Who knows? She decided that one need not hearken to thy father, after all, and one might despise thy mother's life as long as the resources released from this will be indeed transferred to the young. She also spoke up for talking older people into agreeing to end their lives. Her language was...
For the good of the community.
Yes, and she says, quote, absolutely. She says, quote, nevertheless, whether death in old age is feared or welcomed is very much a product of social beliefs and expectations, and these not only undergo spontaneous transformations, but can be quite readily altered and engineered.
Ew, that's pretty scary. Now here's my question. If it's going to happen that older people are essentially going to be sacrificed for the budget of the government health care department, to keep things in line as much as they possibly can, considering they have no market signals that they're responding to whatsoever, they have no idea what they're doing, do you think that Barbara Bush would be put down? Oh, probably not, because she's a member of
the best healthcare you can.
Right, she's a member of the privileged class, and so even though she's old and she's decrepit, we're going to keep her alive because well, she's special. There's no real other reason.
And isn't it amazing the way people can come up with all sorts of nonsense? Like, oh, but she's like America's grandmother.
Right. Whatever.
I've heard this. There's a female talk show host in Boston, and she just comes up with these dumb platitudes, like. Okay, so let me get this straight. So she was involved with her husband getting paid money that was coercively taken from people to pay his salary.
Mm-hmm. She's the wife of the head gangster.
Yeah. So somehow she's like Mrs. Claus. What? I don't get it. How are you coming up with this sort of thing? You know, once you recognize the roots of these things. And radical, of course, radius, radii, radish, radical means going to the root.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go to the root of these things and you realize, yeah, you are radical, you go to the root of it, which is what radical means. It's like a breath of fresh air. You can see these people for what they are, which is that they're just people. You can recognize.
I don't know
them.
If I'd consider it fresh air. Whenever I think of politicians, all I think is foul.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can recognize the air for its chemical makeup. How about that?
Well, you know, you look at these types of things, and they're just such goofballs. You know, I it's like.
It'd be funny if it wasn't so dangerous.
Yeah. Why is it that they elevate these people? They lift them up to these lofty positions. You know, that somehow Carolyn Kennedy Schlossberg, everybody's so enamored with her.
Oh, America's royal family.
What is that? What are they talking about?
It is some sort of... I echo your confusion, and my basic analysis would be that it's some sort of politician worship that has been bred into people, and the media falls right in line with it. You'll see this happening on Inauguration Day. And this is the best example of it, because the news media will fawn all over the politicians, and what they'll do is they'll bring in Joan Rivers or whatever, and they'll have her commenting on, oh my God, look at how she's dressed. Oh my God, it's so wonderful, and she's so beautiful. You know, they actually talk about not policy or government or what's, you know, the coming up in the administration. They're talking about what the first lady is wearing. They'll talk about what Obama is wearing. They did this with George Bush and Laura Bush, and I'm sure they've done it for years before that. And I think it's probably gotten worse over time. Where I heard the other morning, I wake up to the radio basically, and I think it was a week ago. It was one of those Saturday morning weekly recap shows that they do on some news networks.
Right.
And I was listening to it, and they spent one of their news segments on a news show talking about the news. The news was, oh, what's she going to wear for the inauguration? Let's check in with the designers. They're apparently consulting with five different designers, and they're getting auditions for the different clothes. The whole segment was about what they're going to wear to the inauguration.
Maybe what they ought to do, if they believe in democracy so much, is just have everyone vote on what she'll wear.
That would be awesome. I'd totally vote for a trash bag.
Yeah, and we could vote on what the kids are going to do for their future. That'd be fantastic.
What, you know, that's not going to happen though, because
but it's democracy.
It doesn't apply to them.
It's
not. That doesn't work that way. In fact, it's not even real democracy. Not that that's any better. It's not. That's like next to impossible to implement. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Do you share my concern for this absurdity, or comment about what you want? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept. You send in $3 a month to the show. We take that in, reinvest it, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board from around the world, and help spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as and as fast as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about it, learn about the perks you get access to, like the AMP-only chat room, the forum, AMP-only call-in lines. There's a few bonuses that you'll get that regular users to the website don't get. So if you appreciate Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. I want to come back to discuss more on this healthcare story that you have, Gardner, but let's get to the phone calls here, and maybe we'll bring that back in hour number three, because there's more crazy quotes from these bureaucrats, these power-mongering sickos. But first, let's talk to Andy in Connecticut. Andy, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Gardner.
It's Andy in Connecticut. I talk to you guys all the time.
Hey, Andy, I apologize. Sometimes the board ops don't always ask people to spell their names. Go ahead.
I hear you. I'm glad Gard's on tonight.
Me too.
All right. Thanks, guys.
What's on your mind, Andy? Or Indy? Indy? Did we lose Indy?
I think
we lost Indy. Well, Indy should call back. Let's talk to Shep in Georgia. Shep, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Shep.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight?
Something that concerns me, and all of these issues that you've been talking about are certainly important, but it seems like they're all kind of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. When you think about the 48 states have signed on to the Constitutional Convention.
Oh yeah.
And there's only two holdouts. Now, I don't know how long they've been holding out.
Wait, hold on a second. 48 states? I thought it was 30-something states, not 48. Because
well, I
thought
I
only 30-something was necessary.
I could be wrong, but
I think only so like 34 is necessary, and they have 32, or it's like 32 and they have 30, or something like that. But yes,
yeah, that could be. There's two states holding out, whatever. Right. But the thought that if it goes ahead, that Pelosi and Reid would be the main characters in the recomposition of our government just kind of scares me.
Well, I don't consider it my government, but I understand that people do consider it their government, and I can understand why people are concerned about this. I addressed this earlier this week on the program, but obviously, Gardner, you weren't here at this time, so I'm not going to say anything about what I had to say. I want to just hear you field this one. I mean, the Constitutional Convention, a lot of people are concerned with what might happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially their opportunity to rewrite the entire thing, should they want to, and let's presume that the two states do come forth and they do manage to get this thing going. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm pretty worried. I'm pretty worried about it. I was actually over at freedomsphoenix.com. I was checking that out, Ernie Hancock's site, and they've been covering that a lot. And you, as you mentioned, you guys have talked about it, and I haven't really spoken about it over my site,
which is libertyconspiracy.com.
Right. Yes. Thank you. absolutely. Visit often. It is one of those things that is floating out there, and it's got momentum, and it has. The possibility of being very destructive. And the reason I think it is very destructive is not only the points that you brought up, people who are in the positions of power in the government today, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, things like that, but just the mindset of so many Americans today. You know, Alexis de Tocqueville, when he wrote Democracy in America, he said that, you know, when the American populace begins to realize that they can live off the productive capacity of the producers, then everything's going to fall apart. And right now, as cynical as I could be to say, well, the Constitution doesn't constrain these people very much anyway, at least it's written in there. And you can at least feel that you've got the justification to mention a few things. At least you can bring up, hey, by the way, you know, there's no provision in the Constitution for education.
You're breaking your own
rules. Health care. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep you guys honest. I think the Constitution doesn't necessarily apply to me because I never signed the document. And
everyone who did is dead.
Yes, everybody who did is dead. But if you guys are going to be signing up for being voted into positions of authority and swear an oath to uphold that document, then you best abide by it. And we know what it says. And here's what it says. It doesn't allow you to do 90-something percent of what you try to do. The very fact that so many people support politicians who do want to do those things, I wonder.
Does not bode well.
No, it doesn't bode well. And so it would be interesting, however, if they tried to do some of these things, to pass new amendments and things like that, and they say, well, we need an amendment. For example, New Hampshire is analogous. I'll just give you a quick example. New Hampshire had, and I know that on the call, I want to address this to you, too. This is an example of why I worry. New Hampshire had a Supreme Court decision a number of years ago that said that in the state constitution there was a right to an adequate education funded by the state, which is false. There's nothing in the state constitution of New Hampshire that even the words adequate education even appear near each other. It's just a complete fiction made up by the Supreme Court justices for political reasons to centralize decision-making to have everything funded from Concord, New Hampshire, the capital. Okay. Now
the government doing what government needs to do to make sure government stays powerful.
Exactly. Now they're running into different problems because in order for the state to do this, they want to come up with an adequate education. There are all these different debates, and they keep getting lawsuits that say that it's not adequate enough and so on and so forth because everybody's got a different idea of what adequate is.
Sure.
Of course that they do. So now they want to pass an amendment that will say that the Supreme Court can't hear any of these cases, and the legislature will be able to decide what an adequate education is. So they call that pushing back against the court. But what they're doing is accepting the court's language that they invented.
Mm.
They're saying, yes, the state will have a responsibility. We're going to write it in the Constitution. And they've actually said,
so where it didn't exist before, it now will.
It will exist. And this is what I'm afraid is going to happen on the state side. And they don't even pause when they actually say, well, in the Constitution right now, there isn't any provision for the state legislature to come up with what is an adequate education. Well, I thought it was written in there that the state legislature had to come up with an adequate education. So therefore, they say, we've got to write it in. So you might have people saying, well, you know, we need to make sure that in the Constitution, health care is
a right. Absolutely. Well, that's what they did with the Iraq Constitution. They put in a right to health care, and they put in a right to, you know, schooling, and they put in all kinds of, you know, these, what do they call them, positive rights? Or
yeah,
positive
absolutely.
Your final thoughts on this, Shep?
Well, I think it all comes back to the money that the states accept, you know, from the federal, or rather, the money that they're allowed to keep and not send to the federal.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the federal government is, well, the way it's supposed to work, I think, is their expenses are supposed to be supported by the states.
Like highway funds.
They certainly aren't supposed to be printing out money and taking money from the states and then dangling it back over top of them to get them to be obedient. And I definitely see where you're coming from. And I thank you, Shep, for the call tonight. I think a lot of people share his concerns about this constitutional convention. But, you know, when this came up this week, my first response and the response that I feel most, I don't know, strongly about was one that I didn't really expect to have. It's one that has... people have called in the past to say that, well, I want to vote for the most tyrannical person so we can get to tyranny faster, so we can bounce, you know, back and you know, help people wake up to liberty sooner.
Right.
And I understand, I'd always understood where they were coming from, but I could never actually aid and abet that process. I could never pull a voting booth lever for somebody who is evil. I could never vote for the lesser of two evils. I could not vote for the worst of two evils. I can't engage in actively doing anything to help their process. And so, in this case, I'm not doing anything that will help them. But at the same time, I feel as though I should be cheering from the sidelines. I think this is great news because the Constitution today, people can point to it and do the things you're saying. Well, this is supposed to be like this because the Constitution says that you guys are breaking the rules, and you can shout from the rooftops all you want, get on your radio show, do your internet podcast, whatever, and shout about how the government's breaking the rules, and some people will pick up on it and agree with you, but you'll never change their behavior. They're going to keep breaking their own rules. So if they go in and they change the Constitution to have all this socialist stuff just right out in the open, just bam, the new socialist states of America or whatever. I mean, they're still going to call it the USA, and they'll still have the Bill of Rights, except they'll add on to it. They'll add on, you know, the right to health care, and they'll add on a right to this and a right to that, all these rights to steal other people's products and services from them.
Right.
And I say more power to them. Gut that Constitution. And then what are the constitutionalists going to do at that point? The guys that want to get back to the Constitution, well, now what are you going to do? Because now the Constitution
says socialism.
They can't
play with the government. They're going to have to.
I just feel like, you know, let them throw it right out there in their face what they're doing to people. And I think that if they were to do that, if they were to go gut the Constitution, I think it might help the secession movements. I think it might help galvanize all those people that had at one time wanted to get back to the Republic, just decide, screw this Republic, we'll have our Republic of Washington or Republic of California or something.
You're a
like
couple
that.
Ahead in this chess game, man. Good job.
I don't know about that. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. Anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.